Hello, this is Joshua Mack from Cornerstone Bible Church. And I want to talk to you about marriage and family, especially family. It's been a little while since we did anything with this podcast, so I thought I might go back to the beginning. And for the next few weeks, months, who knows, depends how busy things get, I want to talk with you a little about being a parent. I like being a parent. I guess I better. I have 9 kids, 6 biological, 3 adopted, several teenagers, 2 just graduated college. And now that some of the children are leaving, my wife and I have started fostering. It's a big responsibility, though. It might not feel like that as you're taking out the trash or holding a squirming kid in your lap, but think about your own life for a minute. Who's had more of an impact on you? Your father or mother, or the President of the United States. Being a parent means being in a position of inescapable influence. No matter what you do or don't do, your children's lives will be shaped by your decisions. I sat with my own dad recently. He's 88, so he's nearing the end of his life. He's been a Christian for a long time, a pastor and a biblical counselor. There's hardly anyone I know who's worked harder at applying the scripture to the way he thinks and feels and acts. But there are ways his father failed him that continue to have an impact on his life. On the other hand, I look at my life and I feel like I can say the opposite. God's work in my father's life changed his life, and those changes changed mine. I don't struggle with certain temptations with the same intensity my father had to because of the different way he fathered. How you father matters. How you parent matters. There are days that feels exciting. I can make a difference. Some days, though, it's a little less exciting. It can begin to feel overwhelming. There are so many ways to fail. Who is sufficient for this kind of work? Not me, that's for sure. When I compare myself to God's word, it's obvious I've fallen far short. It's not that I don't want to obey. I look at God's commands and I agree with them. I want to love God and I want to love my kids. But when I stop and evaluate my life, the fact is there are a million different times I've looked out for myself first. We might feel like we're doing okay if we keep ourselves busy and don't stop and think about our lives very much. But when we slow down and examine how we're actually doing in light of God's word, it should become very clear, very quickly, the only hope for any of us is Jesus. Can I just say that 10 times over and over? While I know it might seem a funny way to start, it's why I can say anything about parenting at all. It's not because I've been a perfect dad. It's because I have a perfect Savior. While we have failed to obey God and be who He designed us to be, Jesus didn't. He is God's beloved Son. He was everything God wanted Him to be. And when you put your faith in Jesus, God unites you to Him, forgives you of your sin, and credits Jesus' righteousness to your account. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, Paul writes, "For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." In other words, he treated Jesus like he lived your life, so that he could treat you like you lived his. You're a sinner, yes, a bigger sinner than you even know. But God has declared you righteous on the basis of Jesus' work on your behalf. And that's huge. Before we talk about how to glorify God as a parent, I want to make sure you are committed to knowing and enjoying that. Because so many people aren't, even many Christians. While we understand the concept, it seems like it's a difficult one for us to remember. Martin Luther once described justification as a slippery doctrine because it seems to constantly be falling out of our heads. As a result, many people spend a lot of time trying to establish their identity and earn approval through what they do. Sometimes that's how they approach being a father. But it's a dead end. Using being a father as a means to prove that you're a good person or to feel like your life matters is like putting a stick of dynamite right in the middle of all the good things you're trying to do. It's going to blow it up. Good things become bad things when you're using them for self-righteous purposes. First of all, because trying to be your own savior when God's provided one in Jesus doesn't honor God. It's idolatry. And if there's one thing you can know for sure about idols, it's that they don't deliver. When we're using family to justify ourselves, we usually make our relationships with other people worse, not better. Which is why I want to just shout out the doctrine of justification by faith alone. This isn't simply a doctrine for the academy. It's a doctrine for life. When you stand before God, if he asks you, why should I let you into heaven? The answer is not because of the way you raised your family. If you're going to experience peace with God, it's not going to be because you got everything right as a parent. It's going to be because he is faithful to show mercy to those who come to him relying on Jesus. In other words, it's going to be 100% grace. Our entire relationship with God depends on him showing us undeserved kindness, past, present, future. It's all grace. Looking back, God didn't owe you anything. You were his enemy, but he saved you. Why? In Ephesians 2, 4 and 5, Paul says, "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." And what did he save you for? In verse 7, Paul tells us one reason is so that he can show the immeasurable riches of his grace to you for all eternity. Think about that. I mean, just imagine your billionth birthday in heaven. It's like you've been swimming in an ocean of joy for as long as you can remember. Every single second has been perfect. And how much of that did you earn? Not one single moment. God's been pouring out his grace on you forever. That's his plan, which means you can count on him showing you grace now. You're not in this on your own. God is for you. He's not your enemy any longer. He's your father. And your father is extremely generous. He saved you by grace. He wants to show you grace in the future. And he is going to show you grace now. He wants to help you. He is helping you. The same grace that saved you is at work changing you. In fact, one of the signs that you've been justified by faith is that God has given you his spirit. God loved you so much that he sent his son to die in your place and his spirit to indwell you. If you're a Christian, God's not mad at you. He's not condemning you. He's not ashamed of you. He loves you. He is at work in you and he wants you to believe it. In fact, it's important you believe it. You might say this is priority number one for us as parents. Well, God's word is packed with all kinds of principles that can help us serve him as parents. One of the most important is that we must never take the doctrine of justification by faith alone for granted. It's not all you need to do as a parent, but it is fundamental for everything you need to do. If you're not sure about what God's done for you, it's going to be difficult for us to talk about what you need to do. If you're not confident you're justified by Jesus, you're going to want to justify yourself, and having to justify yourself is going to make it hard to look at what the Bible says and how you're doing straight in the eye. If your goal is to feel like you are able to be your own savior, you're not going to be able to look at your responsibilities as a parent for very long. But as a Christian, of course, that's not your goal. At least it shouldn't be. God is not expecting you to save yourself. That's why he sent Jesus. And that's why it's exciting to talk about being a parent. Because yes, in calling us to be parents, God has given us a huge responsibility. And we need to take this subject seriously. Not because we think it's a means of earning salvation, though, or being anyone else's savior either, but because we have a savior. And because God's given us the Spirit, and because God's at work training us and strengthening us, we want to show God how much we love him through the way we serve our family. And I'm praying God uses this podcast over the next several days, months, who knows, years, to help you do that.